What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by NFL Film senior producer Greg Cosell. Greg, we're going to get a little bit physical today. We're going to talk about the linebacker group up in this upcoming free agent class. Let's start with a player I know you really, like, Dont'a Hightower with the New England Patriots, a player that lines up all over the field.
Yeah, and it's funny because when he came out of Alabama, I didn't think he'd be this kind of player. But obviously Bill Belichick, who's a little smarter than I am.
Just a little bit.
He saw Hightower, and as you say, he's really developed over his years in New England. He plays multiple positions. Here you see him on the outside. He's a very physical player. He's a really good blitzer for New England. Now, New England's not a team that blitzes a lot, Fran, but when they do blitz, which is selective, he's very good at it. But look at him be physical here. Just take on that block, win, make the tackle. I believe that was early in the third quarter as well. Kind of set the tone a little bit, changed the game. So Hightower is a really good player. Again, you're stuck with what does Bill Belichick do? We've seen him let go players that are really good players. You don't know. But if Hightower does hit the free agent market, he's a very good player.
Greg, I want to transition to a player that coming out of Florida State a few years back was a gunner as a 240-pound linebacker for the Seminoles.
He could run.
Now, not quite the mover that he was back then. Talk about Lawrence Timmons from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Lawrence Timmons, he sort of made an adjustment as his career progressed because Pittsburgh, as we know, is a base 3-4 defense. So he played sort of the weak side inside linebacker in that 3-4, which is the movement athletic linebacker. As his career advanced and they brought in Ryan Shazier, Timmons moved to the strong side linebacker because he doesn't run quite the way he did. So again, now you have to decide what does he have left. He has only experience in this 3-4 defense. So if you sign Lawrence Timmons, you have to understand what he's done in his career. He's a 3-4 inside linebacker.
Let's transition to a couple players that are a little bit more athletic than what Timmons and Hightower bring to the table at this stage of their career. We'll start with a player who's bounced around a little bit, former second-round pick out of North Carolina, and Zach Brown.
Very athletic coming out. I know you remember him when he came out of North Carolina. Everybody talked about his speed, his athleticism. It didn't quite work out in Tennessee. This year in Buffalo, I think he was among the league leaders in tackles. He's a really athletic player, moves well, runs well. I always thought he could be a really good blitzer. Now, again, blitzing is an art. It's not just being athletic. But I always thought he could be a really good blitzer. He wasn't used that way in Buffalo, but he does bring great athleticism to you.
Another player that brings that athleticism, a little bit of a local guy, Gerald Hodges, started his career at Penn State, went to the NFL, and has kind of bounced around a little bit. Tell me what you think of Hodges.
And Hodges is a guy I've struggled to get a handle on, because when he came out of Penn State, the athleticism, first of all, jumped off the film when you watched him at Penn State. And then getting to the NFL, I thought because of that athleticism that he had a chance to be a really solid starting linebacker. It hasn't quite worked out. I know this year he got suspended for a game. So when you watch a play like this, you really see the athleticism and the movement, and you think this guy should be a quality inside starting linebacker. But something is missing right now with him. So if you sign him, you really have to do your due diligence.
Another player that came into the league as a third-round pick, out of LSU, Kevin Minter with the Arizona Cardinals. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, and when he came in the league, I think he was viewed as a guy that's only going to play in your base defense, not going to be a sub-package player, pretty much a box player. That was his game. He struggled early on in his career. And then I think as he's advanced, and of course it's a function of injuries with Arizona as well, but as he's advanced, he's played more in their sub-packages. I don't know if that's ideal for Minter. He's probably best suited as a base defense stacked inside linebacker, indefinitely in a 3-4 because that's what he's played. Then you have to decide if he's a 4-3 Mike, because if that would increase his value and give more teams an opportunity to sign him, because he's played predominantly in a 3-4. But if you believe he can line up in the middle of your defense as a 4-3 Mike, then there'll be more teams that are interested in him. That's really what you have to decide with Kevin Minter.
Well, we will see at the end of this league year if the Eagles will jump into the pool with some of these free agent linebackers. Greg Cosell from NFL Films, appreciate the time here as always on Inside the Film Room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.